Tom, you've been making an easy nickel because Marathon's been pretty cool when it comes to coming on the radio and getting the updates to the media.
The whole idea of this process is to communicate with people and let them know exactly what's going on as we learn it and as Marathon learns it, so that they can be informed, and otherwise, rumors take over, and those are usually not good.
All right, well, tell me from what you know, where are we with the cleanup process?
Well, where we're at now is that they brought in some new technology and to try to better define the plume, so to speak, of the gasoline that's in the ground. And they've determined that it's more than twice the size as what they originally expected when they used less sophisticated methods in order to estimate the size. The plume itself is actually the same, but the gasoline within the dirt and within the ground is more saturated than what they originally thought. So now it's about, seven, they're estimating between 7,000 and 11,000 barrels up to, 450,000 gallons are in the ground there. So they are continuing the process in order to contain it, which is contained. It's not in the water system at all. They're testing all of the wells locally and to extract it.
It ended up being a lot more than they had first anticipated when we talk about how much gasoline was released.
Correct. They have, and what they did is, you initially drilled wells, holes in the ground, and then they were able to measure them. Once they, stopped getting any of the product in the drills, they could define the size and where it's at, and they have a pretty good idea of how deep it is. It's around, about 8 feet deep. But they didn't, they had to bring in new technology to figure out how much is in the actual dirt that's around there. And they're using all kinds of various methods to clean it up, including some methods last week in which they, extracted the dirt, and they actually cleaned the dirt of any product and actually put it back into the ground. And so those all kinds of things are being used in here. They've only gotten up about 55,000 gallons today, so they still have, as much as, 400,000 still left in the ground that they have to extract.
How much time is that going to take?
There's no estimate here exactly. It will take some time here. Obviously, this is a slow and methodical process. It's not like turning on the spigot and sucking it up. It's within the ground, so they have to use various methods that have to do that. They're still in the process of finalizing their final remediation plan with the MDEQ, that they're looking at these various methods, and then they submit a plan to them. They work with them until they feel comfortable with that plan, and then they go through and they enact that as far as the cleanup. So it could take some time.
I know that they have been negotiating with the one farmer whose land was impacted. Do you know where we stand with that?
No, they're continuing to work with him as much as they possibly can, and they understand that that is a they has taken over the back part of his farm, and there's all kinds of machinery and equipment out there, and that they need to be able to make him whole as much as they possibly can.
Tom, you think this will get cleaned up by the time the snow flies?
Well, I certainly think that's the hope, but I think it, if you look at the Enbridge spill, which is obviously a lot more, and it was crude oil, which is different, but, they're in August, that'll be 1 year, and they're still not, they're not done there. So I think that, these things are done when they're done, when the last drop of gasoline is out of the ground. And they will continue to work at that until that they achieve that goal.
All right. Tom Shields is the founder and president of the Marketing Resource Group, and they're handling the PR for Marathon. Tom, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you for having us on, Tony.